at the moment. How the hell are you, anyway? Last we heard, you were going off to be king of some place no one's ever heard of. And who is this lovely young lady?
Her name, Tepic began.
Petracci,
said Petracci.
She's a handmaid, Tepic began. She must surely be a royal princess, said Chidda smoothly, and it would give me the greatest pleasure if she, indeed, if both of you, would dine with me tonight. Humble sailor's fare, I'm afraid, but we muddle along. We muddle along.
Not Ephebian, is it? Said Tepic.
Ship's biscuits, salt beef, that sort of thing,
said Chidda, without taking his eyes off Petracci. They hadn't left her since she came on board.
Then he laughed. It was the old familiar Chidda laugh, not exactly without humour, but clearly well under the control of its owner's higher brain centres.
And what an astonishing coincidence, he said. And us due to sail at dawn, too. Can I offer you a change of clothing? You both look somewhat, travel-stained.
Rough sailor clothing, I expect, said Tepic, as befits a humble merchant. Correct me if I'm wrong. In fact, Tepic was shown to a small cabin, as exquisitely and carefully furnished as a jewelled egg, where there was laid upon the bed as fine an assortment of clothing as could be found anywhere on the Circle Sea. True, it all appeared second-hand, but carefully laundered and expertly stitched so that the sword cuts hardly showed at all. He gazed thoughtfully at the hooks on the wall and the faint patching on the wood, which hinted that various things had once been hung up there and hastily removed. He stepped out into the narrow corridor and met Petracci. She'd chosen a red court dress, such as had been the fashion in Ankh-Morpork 10 years previously, with puffed sleeves and vast concealed underpinnings and ruffs the size of millstones. Tepic learned something new, which was that attractive women dressed in a few strips of gauze and a few yards of silk can actually look far more desirable when fully clad from neck to ankle. She gave an experimental twirl.
"There are any amounts of things like this in there," she said. "Is this how women dress in Ankh-Morpork? It's like wearing a house. It doesn't half make you sweaty."
"Look, about Chidda," said Tepic urgently. "I mean, he's a good fellow and everything, but
he's very kind, isn't he?" she agreed.
"Well, yes, he is," Tepic admitted hopelessly. "He's an old friend."
"That's nice."
One of the crew materialized at the end of the corridor and bowed to them in the state cabin, his air of old retainership marred only by the criss-cross pattern of scars on his head and some tattoos that made the pictures in the shuttered palace look like illustrations in a DIY shelving manual. The things he could make them do by flexing his biceps could keep entire dockside taverns fascinated for hours, and he was not aware that the worst moment of his entire life was only a few minutes away.
"This is all very pleasant," said Chidda, pouring some wine. He nodded at the tattooed man. "You may serve the soup, Alphonse," he added.
"Look, Chiddy, you're not a pirate, are you?" said Tepic, desperately.
"Is that what's been worrying you?"
Chidda grinned his lazy grin. It wasn't everything that Tepic had been worrying about, but it had been jockeying for top position. He nodded.
"No, we're not. We just prefer to avoid paperwork wherever possible, you know? We don't like people to have all the worry of having to know everything we do."
"Only there's all the clothes."
"Ah, we get attacked by pirates a fair amount. That's why Father had the unnamed built. It always surprises them, and the whole thing is morally sound. We get their ship, their booty, and any prisoners they may have get rescued and given a ride home at competitive rates."
"What do you do with the pirates?"
Chidda glanced at Alphonse. "That depends on future employment prospects," he said. "Father always said that a man down on his luck should be offered a helping hand. On terms, that is." "How's the king business?"
Tepic told him. Chidda listened intently, swilling the wine around in his glass.
"So that's it," he said at last. "We heard there was going to be a war. That's why we're sailing tonight."
"I don't blame you," said Tepic.
"No, I mean to get the trade organised. With both sides, naturally, because we're strictly impartial. The weapons produced on this continent are really quite shocking, downright dangerous. You should come with us too. You're a very valuable person."
"Never felt more valueless than right now," said Tepic despondently.
Chidda looked at him in amazement.
"But you're a king," he said.
"Well, yes, but..."
"Of a country which technically still exists, but isn't actually reachable by mortal man?"
"Sadly so."
"And you can pass laws about, well... currency and taxation, yes?"
I suppose so, but...
And you don't